Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Isaiah 43, verse 25, I will not remember your sins. God says in his word that he blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. Today, if you're condemning yourself because you think your sins are too big to merit God's grace, go back and reread those scriptures carefully. That's Isaiah 43, verses 25 and 26. Why did God say he would forgive your sins? For my own sake. So what should you do? State your case that you may be acquitted. Why do we have such a hard time accepting God's forgiveness? Well, first, because in some cases we feel like we're reaping what we have sown. And secondly, because we have condemned someone else for doing the very thing we ourselves did. And thirdly, because we think God likes to keep us twisting in the wind for a while, so we'll think twice before committing the same sin again. And fourthly, because growing up, when we disobeyed our parents, they took away certain privileges until we had proven ourselves. And fifthly, because we think we have to be worthy of God's mercy. But when you refuse to forgive yourself, you're implying that your transgressions are beyond the scope of God's grace. And that's a bigger sin, pride. And here is another thought. When you always have issues with other people, you may be looking for someone to offend you. That way, you can point to how bad the other person is and feel better about yourself. When you adopt a humble attitude and work on forgiving yourself because you know God has exonerated you, it's easy to forgive other people's mistakes. From Vision's Word for Today, how to forgive yourself.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.